Moving on now to our other big newsmaker on the buck stops here tonight. PDP veteran Muzaffar Beg, a member of parliament, a former deputy chief minister of Jammu and Kashmir, has gone on record last week to openly question under what circumstances militant Burhan Wani was killed. He's joining us now on the program to elaborate on what exactly he meant when he said that there should be a probe into the elimination of the Hizbul Mujahideen militant. Muzaffar Beg, why would you say that there should be a probe? Why would you make a comment as controversial as suggesting that the operation that took out Burhan Wani was in violation of Supreme Court guidelines? Because the moment you say that, you are actually suggesting that this was an extrajudicial killing.
The Supreme Court constitutional bench, in a judgment which it gave on a petition of the Nagaland Human Rights Forum for Forum for Protection of Human Rights, a 5-bench judgment presided over by Chief Justice Verma.
Yes.
He asked the government to explain what the standard operation procedure was.
Yes.
And the military headquarters, in the context of the Special Armed Forces Act, disclosed a standard operating procedure.
Yes.
And the court declared that standard operation. It declared, it said, this shall be treated as the law of the land.
Okay.
And one of the first requirements of that SOP is that wherever available, wherever possible, you must undertake, must not undertake an operation without the absence of a magistrate. Now here, a magistrate was readily available, but no magistrate was taken. This is prima facie the first violation of the SOP.
But Beg Saab, security forces would argue that they did not necessarily know what the nature of the encounter would be, who they would find there. Some have even suggested they did not even know Burhan Wani would be
whatever the operation is. Because when the army or the security, I come on to keep army out of it because there is no material against any misconduct on the part of the army. Now I'll keep army out.
Okay.
But wherever even the CRP or the state police, wherever they go, even the CRP comes in the orbit of the SOP. Now, wherever they go, they will either go to arrest, or if there is an encounter, they will have to kill. Now, the requirement is that first you make an announcement in the local language or the language that the militants or the terrorist understands.
Yes.
And say, you surrender, we will deal with you according to law. If they refuse, then use tear gas and other means to flush out a terrorist or to surrender, make him surrender.
Okay.
If he still refuses, then in presence of the elders of the neighborhood, the civilian population, you give a warning that you will open fire. If still they retaliate and they open fire, you retaliate by targeting the lower limbs of the body. Now, if you read the newspapers of the day, there are different statements given by different agencies who were involved in this operation. The SP, SSP of the local police force says that there was no retaliation, that there was no gunfire from the other side. If that be so, the killing prima facie appears to be suspect. Now,
I have to interrupt you there, because in the ICU at the Army Base Hospital is actually a constable who was injured grievously in this encounter. So when you say there was no firing from the other side, that is simply not true, because according to the
I was not an eyewitness. Listen to me.
Yes.
Listen, don't misquote me. I am quoting SSP. I was not an eyewitness.
Okay.
I am quoting an SSP who says there was no retaliation.
Okay.
Now, if there are two versions, or if the statement is contrary to facts on the ground, we have to find out why this statement was made by this SSP. We have to find out what was the position. Now, on moral principles, if there is a choice, between making a person surrender, even if you have to wait for a day or 2 days, as it happened in an encounter last year near Srinagar. There were two militants and the encounter lasted for 36 hours. When they refused to surrender, it kept on firing and hurt injuries. Then that building was blasted.
Yes.
And in this case, the statement is that the operation was completed in 3.5 minutes. Prima facie, those people had come out without firing, and the firing was from this side, and death took place. This is wrong,
yes,
it is necessary that police, that the inquiry should establish it so that no doubt, no misgiving is entertained by the common people of Kashmir that this was not a proper operation.
Beg Saab, are you suggesting that A, there have been contradictory accounts of the encounter, and B, from what you've been able to gather thus far, you are actually saying that this encounter was an extrajudicial killing in violation of law laid down by the Supreme Court? Is that the argument you're actually making?
In a judgment that came about last week, you must have read that judgment of the Supreme Court, which relied on and confirmed the earlier judgments. That judgment, I find, is a very strongly worded. If I were in place of perhaps those judges, I would not have used that kind of language.
Yes.
They say wherever there has been a violation,
yes,
of the standard operating procedure,
yes,
it will be treated as an extrajudicial killing. Number one. Number two, they have said wherever the killing is as a result of excessive use of force is extrajudicial killing. I will not walk the whole mile, but this is the law. I would perhaps put it somewhat differently if I were in place of those judges, because people who are on the ground and whose life is at stake, they are human beings, and sometimes there is a reaction that they cannot control. And therefore, sitting in the calm echelons of power, perhaps sometimes we expect a behavior from the security forces that we cannot live up to ourselves if we were in their situation.
Yes. So you are saying, according to the recent Supreme Court judgment that actually came in the context of Manipur, applying that template to Burhan Wani, it is your belief that the Burhan Wani operation was extrajudicial?
I am saying that there are strong grounds to suspect that it was, so far as that killing was concerned, that it is questionable. I think it's possible, it's only a surmise based on the accounts which we get from the various contradictory statements of the officials involved in that that operation, as well as the eyewitnesses that Burhan Wani and others could have been killed. I will not call it an extrajudicial killing, but that they were killed whereas they could have been taken into custody. This is what I am saying. I am not passing a judgment because I cannot ask for an inquiry on the one hand. I am asking Government of India to inquire. If they don't want a judicial inquiry, they can hold their own inquiry. If it is not an inquiry, open inquiry, let it be an in-camera inquiry. But Government of India must find out the truth, because the ultimate price is paid by our nation, by our Government of India. In the world public opinion, and the opinion of many people in this country, it is Government of India which is made answerable, even if the mistake is committed by some official or by state government.
May I just read out to you a statement that came from the Northern Army Command? Because you said, I want to leave the army out of this. You're really focusing on the Jammu and Kashmir police. But this is a statement from the Northern Army Command. The operation, they're talking about the Burhan Wani operation. The operation was genuine and well-conceived. The operation was surgically executed with great precision and minimum collateral damage. Three terrorists were killed, three AK-47s, over 300 rounds of ammunition were recovered. One policeman was injured in the firing. At a time when calm is needed, request all not to provide fuel to rumor mills. How would you respond to the charge that you are providing fuel to rumor mills, given the army statement, sir?
Now, in that case, the SSP, who is quoted verbatim by Greater Kashmir on that day, then that person is doing the damage. I am not doing the damage. I am a bona fide reader of various newspapers, and on the basis of which there are contradictory statements, number one. Number two, when I talk about excessive use of force, I'm not talking about the operation against Burhan and his two companions. I'm talking about the injury which was caused to about 2,000 people in a single day operation. It is in that context that you use the phrase excessive use of force. 140 people who have lost their eyesight or reproductive organs, about 1,980 or odd people who, according to the statement of the Home Minister yesterday in Rajya Sabha, were injured.
Yes.
And about 40 odd deaths in a single day operation. It has never happened in independent India, and I hope it will never happen again in independent India.
May I just ask you, you have also said that Mehbooba Mufti, the Chief Minister, was not in the know of the operation, thereby suggesting that had she been in the know, she would not have given her consent to the security forces to eliminate Burhan Wani. The security forces could argue that they should not need their orders on this from any politician, the Chief Minister or anybody else. They have to be free to make that assessment on their own.
Number one, I cannot speculate what the Chief Minister would have done. Kindly make a distinction between a politician and an ordinary politician like myself, and a person who doesn't have the responsibility of governance, and between a Chief Minister and Home Minister who is directly responsible and is the head of the security command,
okay,
which includes Army, CRP, BSF. Now, don't say that an ordinary politician should not interfere. In AFSA and the rule of law, you seek the permission of a magistrate. You must have the permission of the political head of the government, whether it's government of India or government of the state.
And you're saying she did not give that permission.
I am saying that she might have given the permission or not, I can't speculate. But certainly, she would have drawn up a contingency plan. If an arrest takes place or a death takes place, she would have instructed police to sanitize the area, not allow the dead body to remain unburied for 22 or 24 hours. She would have imposed curfew in that entire South Kashmir so that a lakh of people or 10,000 or 2 lakh people would not have assembled, as a result of which the encounter took place between the civilian population on the one hand and the armed forces on the other. Now, number one. Number two, this Burhan was always on the radar. Police claims that they were monitoring his telephone calls every single day. That on that day also they had monitored his calls, and he had made 3 calls before he was killed. So therefore, if a person is available, you can trace him, you can get him anytime you want. Then the timing would be a political decision. Yatra is on. Tourist season is at its apex. Kashmiri, there is talk of return of Kashmiri Pandits. There is a good feeling because of the victory of Mehbooba in the election,
yes,
which endorsed the sort of alliance between BJP and PDP.
Yes.
In this climate, you cannot destroy everything when you can arrest this man, or you can have an encounter with him, or you can kill him at another time which is more appropriate, more so when the police claims that they were aware of his each movement and each conversation.
One last question to you, Muzaffar Beg. You also said that there's inter-rivalry between security officers in the state, and that rivalry has actually ended up betraying Mehbooba Mufti. What kind of rivalry are you talking about? What kind of competition are you talking about? And what is the betrayal? This is my last question, sir.
Betrayal is not consulting the Chief Minister, who after all is on the firing line. She is the head of a government with BJP. It is a difficult alliance. One has to walk very carefully to make this alliance a success. Now, that is a betrayal. Now, who are the officers who are involved? Do you think I am so irresponsible that I will make it public? Because they will be lynched by the mob. if there is a
But what were they competing for? What were they competing for? What were they competing for, Mr. Begg, according to you? What is this rivalry?
I will not go into it. The police business has become a business rather than police business. So that's the hint that I will give you. I will not diverge details, because that will result in demoralization of the entire police force, whereas the entire taken as a whole, like Army, like CRP, J&K police is a very patriotic and disciplined force. There are a few rotten eggs, so I am not going to get into the details to demoralize the entire police force, for which we should be proud.
So, Begg Sahib, when you say policing has become a business, you're actually suggesting a financial angle here. Is that your insinuation?
I'm suggesting all kind of angles. I will not go beyond that.
Well, you know, General Jaswal has been listening to your entire interview. He's been former Northern Army Commander Muzaffar Begg. You've asked for a probe. I know he's been listening very carefully. General Jaswal, would you like to say anything to what you've heard Muzaffar Begg saying so far? I know you'd perhaps
no,
be...
No, I salute. Yeah. I salute to the commander. I will just give you an example.
Yes.
It will take half a minute.
Yes.
When I was in the government, in my area, there is a village called Darwa. Mm. Two innocent people were killed of the mosque.
Yes.
At night, the father, who was an imam, and his son, they were coming out of the mosque.
Yes.
There was army cordon.
Yes.
They said, halt. Those people did not even understand the meaning of the word halt, you know, stop.
Yes.
So they kept on walking and they were killed. When that time, General Pitanka was the commander of the forces in Kashmir Valley. He suggested that we should go and visit that place. We went in a helicopter. Neither he nor I had made any security arrangements. When we landed at about 2 kilometers away from this village, we discovered that neither police was there nor army to escort us. He turned to me and said, "Do you believe your people?" I said, "Do you believe your people, because they are equally your people?" He said, "Yes." So we went without any escort. We went to the family. They were surprised that we went there without any escort. They were surprised. They were kind of shocked. Now, he sat in a room, mud plastered room, where there was no carpet, there was no cloth,
yes,
nothing.
Yes.
He sat in that room, so did I. The father of the family came, and this corps commander, a man of great honor, he just, folded his hands and bowed his head, and he said, "Forgive us. An error has been committed.
I remember
we will
this.
Do whatever
I actually
you
remember
think
this. I actually remember General Patanjali."
And the result was that for 1 year there was no attack on any army convoy, or there was no confrontation with army.
Now, Begg Sahib,
that is the healing touch that the high commanders of the Indian Army are capable of, and they provide. So let us keep army out of it.
But I just want him to comment
this,
on the very,
wherever
sir,
possible,
but you have made some very serious,
possible,
you have made some very serious allegations. You have made some very serious allegations. You want a probe. You want a commission of inquiry. You believe that this Mehbooba Mufti was not consulted, that political consent and direction was necessary. General Jaswal, your comments, sir.
Barkha, I have lots and lots of comments on this. If you give me time, because important issues are there, and I think I would like to highlight. Muzaffar Sahib, otherwise, I have personal contact with Muzaffar Sahib. I know him very well. First of all, let me clarify a couple of things. You see, the Chief Minister is definitely not to be informed of all operations or anything. The Chief Minister, she controls all the forces that are deployed, in terms of discussion of conceptual issues.
Okay.
She's not to be told so-and-so operation is going, so her permission is not required for operations.
Okay.
Two.
So
now,
he agrees with me
SOPs
that she was
concerned.
Not informed.
SOPs
I have nothing
are
more
guidelines.
To say. I don't want to get into debate with the Army General.
No, I'm not saying.
I'm sorry, I have
I'm
all respect
saying.
For him and
no,
the
please,
Army.
I know
what the operations are. I don't want to get into debate. Thank you very much, and I am out.
All right, Muzaffar Beg, we'll continue to just get reactions to what you've said. General Daswal, please continue.
Yeah. Now, secondly, the SOPs are guidelines. In operations, every second there is a different situation, the guidelines are to be followed.
Yes.
It is very easy to say that, no, when you under fire, you take position, you retaliate, you only hit him in so-and-so place. Sorry. When the firing is going on, you're doing snap shooting. It's extremely difficult. When a man is armed and he's firing, you have the right to shoot him, even to the extent of causing him deaths as per Section 4 in self-protection and carrying out your duty.
Yes.
Third, I'm appalled to hear that a magistrate is required to accompany all operations. I think that's, you know, for internal security, different thing, where crowd control, etc. is there. Operations in difficult areas, you think a magistrate is going to be available? No way. We take a police rep with us wherever it is possible, and we always take him along so that he is a rep who's available from the civil administration side, that is the police itself.
Yes.
Third, excessive force. It is a relative term. Excessive force is a relative term. I am telling you, I'm a national shooter myself. A shotgun 9mm pellet is equivalent to a mustard seed. If in case these people are throwing stones, attacking the police people with stones, projectiles, you know, being delivered at 100 kilometer speed, they are more lethal than a 9mm pellet. Yes, a 9mm shot fired from 10 yards
over 100 young people
lethal.
Have been blinded.
But when it is fired at 40
sir,
yards.
Sir, on pellets, I will come back to the encounter, but on the pellet guns, either we need to fire them from a different distance or we need a different security protocol. Because the fact is that an Indian state cannot be blinding, cannot be blinding its own people, sir. Over 100 people have been blinded, sir. Many of them are between the age of 16 and 18.
I will explain that. I feel very sorry for them. And I will explain you why this has happened. Not a pellet gun. It's called a shotgun, actually.
Yes.
People are using it wrongly.
Yes.
If you see, when you fire, there are about 400 pellets. There's a spread in it. Right? Now, it all depends. The spread depends whether it's a choke barrel or a cylinder barrel.
Yes.
It forms at 40 yards, 30-inch circle. 60% go into that and 40% go out. The solution is that it should be fired at the knees so that the spread doesn't go beyond this. But even if he is fired at the knee, I'm not saying that that is happening. If he's fired at the knees, what happens is that someone is trying to pick up a stone. He's low that time. He
but
can
sir,
be hit.
But sir,
it's just unfortunate.
Sir, I want to tell you, we have to have a separate,
there.
You know, we've been having a number of programs on the use of these shotguns. And I do believe that it is horrendous to see 100 people blinded by this. But I want to come back for a last comment from you on Muzaffar Beg's testimony on the Burhan Wani encounter. Now, you say Mehbooba Mufti need not have been informed. You say taking along a magistrate is ridiculous, not possible. What do you have to say about his argument that Burhan Wani could have been arrested and put away and not killed? And that had Mehbooba Mufti known, given the timing, given the Amarnath Yatra, given her election in Anantnag, given the possibility of pundits returning, the police could have timed this differently. That seems to be what he was saying, and they could have arrested him, not killed him. That's coming from a PDP MP. Quick last word from you, General Saab.
A terrorist is a terrorist and he should be dealt with accordingly. Ask that Jawan who's lying wounded in the hospital.
Yes. Well, we will leave it there, General Jaswal.
I mean, in case you stop what they call the...
I think the
security forces in carrying out his actions, I think things will spiral out of control. And I think the Northern Army Command has rightly said, keep the army out of it. This was the police. Let them answer. We will support them, of course. But as a concept, you cannot start monitoring and micromanaging operations which are there.
All right, we leave it there, General Jaiswal. Strong words from you in reaction to extremely controversial but big comments coming from someone as senior as Muzaffar Beg, who's now basically suggesting that according to Supreme Court guidelines, the Burhanwani operation may have been extrajudicial, stoking and triggering a new controversy there. Thank you very much, General Jaiswal, for joining us, responding to Muzaffar Beg's comments.